Welcome back to the Ancestral Findings Podcast. Today's episode brings us to a topic that's as fascinating as it is complex: kissing cousins. It's a phrase that might conjure images of old-world aristocracy or forgotten rural traditions, but as we'll discover, its implications reach far into both our past and present. At its simplest, kissing cousins refers to cousins who are close enough to share a familial bond, but not so close that the idea of marriage is off the table. This concept isn't just a relic of the past. It offers a unique lens through which to view our family dynamics, trace lineage, and even understand genetic intricacies. But where did this practice begin, and how has it been viewed across different cultures and eras? Historically, the practice of cousins marrying wasn't just common, it was often preferred. In ancient societies, it was a way to keep wealth within the family, secure political power, or maintain purity within social classes or castes. European royalty are perhaps the most famous for this, with cousin marriages being a strategic move to forge alliances. But they were far from alone. In many parts of the world, marrying within the family was seen as beneficial, a tradition that, in some places, continues to this day. Yet, the reasons behind cousin marriages weren't always so calculated. In smaller communities or isolated regions, options for partners were limited. Here, cousin marriages were a matter of circumstance rather than strategy, a way to ensure the continuation of the family line when the social pool was small. The mention of cousin marriages often brings genetics to mind, conjuring concerns about health and offspring. Yes, these unions do carry an increased risk of recessive genetic disorders. But with advances in genetic testing and counseling, couples today can make informed choices like never before. It's amazing how far science has come, offering clarity in situations that once may have led to uncertainty or fear. Beyond the risks, there's a genetic curiosity about cousin marriages. They offer a unique window into the study of heredity, showing how certain traits, desirable or not, become concentrated within families. For genealogists, this aspect of cousin marriages is a goldmine, providing deep insights into the genetics of our ancestors. The cultural acceptance of cousin marriages varies dramatically around the globe. In some societies, these unions are celebrated as a continuation of cherished traditions. Others, particularly in the Western world, have fallen out of favor, viewed with skepticism or legal restrictions. This division is more than just a matter of personal preference. It reflects deep-rooted beliefs about family, marriage, and community, and it's not just about the present. The history of cousin marriages reveals shifts in societal norms, legal boundaries, and even religious attitudes. Each culture's stance on cousin marriages is a window into its values, fears, and aspirations, making this topic a rich field of study for historians and anthropologists alike. The legality of cousin marriages is as varied as the cultures that practice it. Some places embrace these unions with open arms. Others have erected legal barriers to prevent them. These laws are not static. They've evolved over time, influenced by shifts in societal attitudes, medical advancements, and cultural exchanges. It's a fascinating intersection of law, ethics, and tradition, one that challenges us to think about why we view these unions the way we do. For genealogists, the legal aspect of cousin marriages adds another layer to the puzzle of family history. Laws can influence where and how families form, migrate, and merge, impacting the very structure of our ancestral tree. Tracing a family tree with kissing cousins is no small task. It requires a keen eye for detail, a deep understanding of genealogical records, and sometimes a bit of genetic knowledge. But the rewards are immense, offering a richer, more nuanced view of our ancestors' lives. It's about more than just names and dates. It's about understanding the social fabric that bound our ancestors together, for better or worse. Kissing cousins confronts us with family, love, and heritage complexities. It reminds us of how interconnected we are, not just with our immediate family, but with a wider network of relatives stretching back through time. Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Ancestral Findings podcast. For additional resources, visit ancestralfindings.com. You can download a free ebook, request a free genealogy lookup, and even participate in our weekly historical postcard giveaway. If you want to support us in more ways, consider supporting us on Patreon or PayPal. Every contribution helps to keep the lights on. From all of us at Ancestral Findings, thank you for being an integral part of our family history community since 1995. I hope you have a wonderful day, and as always, happy searching.